This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
A new study conducted by researchers at Swinburne University of Technology Centre for Human Psychopharmacology has made significant findings in the field of medicinal cannabis use. Dr. Thomas Arkell is a research fellow at the Centre for Human Psychopharmacology, was the lead researcher on the study, joins us on the line. Tom, welcome to Joy Drive.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about your study. What did you find?
Yeah, so what we did is we had 40 people who are prescribed medical cannabis legally here in Victoria come in for a full day of testing. And basically what we did is we got them to do a series of different kinds of cognitive tests, so looking at things like attention, response time, visual information processing, and then got them to take whatever they had been prescribed and then repeated the test a couple of hours afterwards. And essentially we found there was, it's actually sort of boring in a way. We actually didn't really find anything.
Boring.
There were almost no changes at all. You know, people's cognitive skills remain almost exactly as they were before. We even saw an improvement on a couple of tests, which was a little surprising for us and really interesting. So it seemed like, cannabis wasn't affecting people's cognitive function at all.
So what are the implications of these findings in terms of prescribing medicinal cannabis to treat, say, chronic health conditions?
Well, I think it's probably really good news, first of all, for the growing number of patients that are now using medical cannabis. In terms of, broader implications, well, I think there's quite a few. Probably the first one that comes to mind is around workplace safety. You know, there's an inquiry before the Parliament, the Legislative Council here at the moment, looking at workplace drug testing, whether that's really fair for medical cannabis patients. And so, something like this really sheds a lot of light on that. It suggests that people that are using cannabis as prescribed by a doctor, are very unlikely to be impaired during their normal sort of work day.
Tom, what makes medicinal cannabis different to, say, non-medicinal cannabis in terms of these effects on their ability to perform day-to-day activities? What's the difference?
Yeah, it's a good question. Look, essentially, cannabis is cannabis. We're still talking about the same plant. We're still talking about the same compounds. The difference is in the way that it's being used. For example, a lot of the products that are being prescribed are oils. They're produced to sort of, a particular level of standards that you wouldn't typically find with street cannabis. Probably the bigger thing is that they're being prescribed by a doctor. So people are using very specific amounts and they're using them regularly, So in this study, we had people had been using cannabis for about 10 months on average. They're using, the same sort of dose every day at regular times. And you can think of other medications that can, impair cognitive function as well. There's things like antidepressants, for example. In the first few months of treatment, people often do show some cognitive impairment, but that normalizes once they become used to and tolerant to those effects. So that's what we're seeing here, and that's very different from someone, that may be going home and then smoking a couple of joints, on a Friday afternoon. If they're not used to the effects and they're taking a higher dose of THC, then that's probably likely to affect them more than it might a patient that's also using it to treat a chronic condition. If you think of something like chronic pain, that's obviously debilitating, can be very distracting, can in and of itself actually impact someone's cognitive function. So maybe we're seeing some normalization here due to relieving those symptoms.
When you were doing your study, did you all, you and your research assistant, sit around the lab and go, oh my God, this is just so boring, the outcome of this?
No, maybe boring was the wrong word to use before. I mean, it's actually very exciting, but it's boring in the sense that there was nothing, no major changes. It was, people more or less stayed the same. So, the findings are, to me, they're fascinating. This is really some of the first work that's actually been done anywhere in the world that's actually looking at patients prescribed medical cannabis, certainly the first bit of this sort of research in Australia.
And I think it's it's good. I mean, a lot of the critics of the use of medicinal cannabis say, that's one of their arguments, isn't it, that they will be impaired in terms of if they're using machinery or driving, etc., or doing their day-to-day activity. So surely this study will negate some of that criticism.
Yeah, I think it does. You know, I think we've still got a bit of a way to go. So we only had 40 patients in this, so it's a relatively small sample. But these are challenging studies to run, and you know, we had to have patients in the lab for, I think I might have said it before, but 8 or 9 hours. They're really long days. It's hard to get this kind of data. But I think it does negate some of those criticisms. I think it shows that people that are using, and I sort of always, you know, be careful to stress that this is people that have been prescribed something by a doctor and are using it as prescribed. So there's that sort of medical oversight as well, which I think is a really key part of this when we're talking about, you know, potential effects on you know, workplace safety or driving.
Tom, what are the circumstances in which someone can be prescribed medicinal cannabis?
Look, you can be prescribed for almost any indication. So it's really up to the doctor. Any doctor in Australia can prescribe it to any GP or a specialist. The most common reason for use is chronic pain. That's the biggest by far. Anxiety, mental health disorders are creeping up. Those are becoming more and more common reasons for prescription. And sleep disorders is the third biggest one. So between the three of those conditions, those make up the vast majority of prescriptions in Australia. But it's up to the doctor. They sort of get to decide whether they think medical cannabis might be an appropriate treatment option for someone.
Tom, great news. Thanks for sharing it with us on Joy Drive.
Thanks very much for having me on. Good afternoon.
Thank you. Dr. Thomas Arkell, Research Fellow at the Centre for Human Psychopharmacology at Swinburne University of Technology.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.